Well, good morning. It's 8:50 at WFIR. Tim, before the hour, time for Ask the Expert. My guest this morning, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Joey. Good to be here.
Yes, sir. As we get started, Don, if you would explain to our listeners what you do and what Evergreen is all about.
Evergreen Memorial Trust is a locally owned cemetery company. We operate five cemetery properties in Buena Vista, Vinton, Boone's Mill, and Roanoke.
Okay. Now, Don, as we get started, I want to cover a couple of things that have been in the news as of late. Washington State recently approved human composting as a method of disposition. Don, what is it, and is it a viable alternative to burial or cremation?
You know, I don't know about this human composting. It's just come out. Washington State approved it. It just seems like it's just a lot of trouble for something that we make that can be so simple.
Okay.
You know, there's, I've never witnessed it, but from what I understand, there is a ton of mulch that is the product of this human composting, a ton of mulch. And you're going to put that in your truck or, right. You know, how are you going to distribute that? I think it's a little bit far-fetched. I don't think it's going to catch on, but we'll see.
Okay. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust with me this morning. Alkaline hydrolysis, mm-hmm. Don, another method of disposition and alternative to cremation or burial. Explain that to us, and is it coming here to Virginia?
Well, alkaline hydrolysis began with the disposal of animals at veterinary schools, and it's turned into something that has been approved in several states for humans. Uh-huh. And it's called flameless cremation. There's a lot of water that's used with it and sodium phosphate that breaks the body down. And then the effluent is, you know, flushed down the sewer. But it hasn't been approved as a burial disposition in Virginia. But there's some talk about it. We'll see where that goes. But it might be an alternative. I think, you know, most importantly, a place to go and a meaningful service. And that's what we at Evergreen Memorial Trust offer is a meaningful burial service, a grave to go to, in our case, with our Be a Tree program with cremated remains, we have the cremated remains placed in a biodegradable urn and a tree planted on top of that grave and a little plaque. So it's, you know, a living memorial and a place to go. We think that's really important. That's what we do.
And that's what I was about to ask, too. Evergreen Memorial Trust, Don, offering alternatives. And obviously, those are some of their advantages. I mean, you have a place for your loved one to be interred and actually come and visit.
That's right. So, we also offer natural burial at our Forest Rest Natural Cemetery in Boone's Mill. And that's been very popular. We've had a number of burials down there this year. It's an alternative to cremation because it doesn't use CO2 or no CO2 is released in the atmosphere as it is with cremation. So natural burial at Forest Rest is very popular.
Now, Don, I know you do a number of events throughout the year. And if our listeners want some information about exactly what it is you do, maybe set up a tour or get more details from you, what is the easiest way to reach you at Evergreen Memorial Trust?
Right, they can call me at 342-2593 or visit us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com.
All right, Don, good to see you as always. Appreciate you coming by this morning for Ask the Expert on WFIR. Good morning. It is 8:53.